Hello, are you calling to cancel your account today?
Yes. No. I have a question because I'm looking, in my credit card, one charge from your company to me. And can you explain me what is that? Because I never contact with your company.
Okay, just allow me one moment here. Let me take a look and see if I can pull up any information.
I have a transaction number and I have the transaction date.
Okay, may I have the email that you're calling about?
My email?
Oh yes, so what is your name, your first and last name?
Okay, my name is, I got the spelling, you ma'am. VICTORIANO, Victoriano. Middle name, initial is an M as in Mary, and last name is Rancel, RANC as in Charles, EL.
Okay, just one moment. Okay, hold on, bear with me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, I'm still here. Just bear with me, okay? Sorry, I'm having system issues. Just one moment.
Okay, ma'am. No problem. Take your time. Hello.
Okay, yes, sir, I'm still here. I'm just not able to bring up your account, so just give me a few more minutes, okay? Oh. One moment. Mm-hmm.
All right, but can you answer me my question?
Yes, sir, repeat that one more time.
All right, the point is I never go to your house that I don't come, you know? And I no apply for anything with you because I am a homeowner. Why this charge from your company to my credit card?
Okay, yes, sir. I was trying to look to see what you're being charged for. Because I won't
you,
be...
Can you work with the transaction number?
Hold on. I'm going to have to research by the email. Can you provide me your email address?
My email address?
I'm sorry, what was that?
You asking me for my email address or my
yes.
home
address? Your email address.
Okay. Spelling is Z as in zebra, U umbrella, L as in lion, M as in Mary, A as in apple, N as in Nancy. Zulman@bellsouth.net.
Okay, so is it Z as in zebra?
Yeah.
U-L-M, like Mary?
Yes.
A, and you said what else? At Bellsouth?
A-N, Zulman.
Oh, okay, hold on a minute. Okay, I see you right here. What's your first and last name?
Victoriano Rancel.
Okay, yes, sir. So it looks like back in October, this account was established. Just one moment.
October?
Yes,
it's on April 28th.
Yeah, I see here for $28.95. Is that correct?
But I never applied for anything looking for a house or something. And this,
you,
April 28th.
Yeah, you visit the website publicrecord.com. You were researching a property. But because you set up this account, there is a monthly charge because we give you 30 monthly reports for 2 years, and you have to call to cancel when you're done with the service. But we can definitely go ahead and get it canceled now to stop any future charges.
No, but the point is I go to war, you know, with my credit card company about this charge because if I don't apply any moment for this online with your company, I don't go to pay that $28.95. I never applied for that. You need to send to me, you know, a proof, you know, in white and black of my application. But I go to call the credit card account now, you know, for to claim that credit to my account. You can cancel it now, but I go to claim this $28.95 back to my account.
Okay, yes, sir. We can definitely issue that refund. Just allow me one moment here.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, so I did go ahead and issue the refund back for April and May. So you should get those funds credited back to you within 3 to 5 days, okay?
Okay. For how much?
It's going to be $28.95, so a total of $57.90.
And that's going back to my credit card, right?
Correct.
And cancel what you said I have online from October. That is not me.
Yes, sir. All right. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No. I appreciate your attention and your help, baby. Okay?
Thank you. You have a good day.
You do. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.